As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, October the 8th, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and we probably won't touch on very many solutions. But nevertheless, with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking the pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal, local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Gold this morning blows through the magic 1,050 level in the Asian trading, mocking Timmy Geithner's strong dollar rhetoric. Precious metals, crudes, and the currencies up, U.S. dollar down. We'll talk about that in our market report. Chinese dragon to rule in the 21st century? Afraid so. Exporting wealth, importing poverty, of course, all with our guest, Vicki Davis. We'll take your calls today and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, October the 8th, 2009. Active trading, New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading up $7.50. at $1,052.10. Boy, that's music to my ears. Silver up 14 cents, trading at $17.72, heading for that $18 mark. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,337 an ounce. Palladium up $5 at $317. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, oh my, what numbers these are. The low at $1,048.80. The high was $1,059.40. And at $1,052.10 an ounce, your gold is up $145.70 year to year, 1 year ago today. And that's a 16.07% return on your investment. But remember, keep listening when I give you those numbers every day, because you'll see that the percentage return is diminished a little bit. The gain year to year has dropped a little bit. Why? Well, because a year ago and at this time, typically gold prices do rise. So be very careful, cautious. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the AM gold fix at $1,054.75. Of course, we're trading just below that at the 9 o'clock bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 6 points, trading 97.26. The NASDAQ was up 7, trend 21.10, and the S&P was up 3 at 1,058. Crude oil this morning up 57 cents at $70.14 a barrel, and that USDX losing more ground, down 34 basis points, trading at 76.06. We'll be right back on the other side of this first commercial intermission.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 8th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we're getting underway here on our Monday through Friday expose. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official website for this network. Joined again as we are today with Vicki Davis. I'll bring her up in just a moment. Let's finish out this foreign exchange and the rest of the market reports for this morning. Again, we find gold trading up $7.50 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at the $1,052.10 mark. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, we went up to $1,059.40 in Asian trading overnight. Watch that if you haven't gone up to the www.kitco.com. website, you can click on the 24-hour gold chart. You can see what all the action was overnight. Lots of action happening in the East. And we're going to be talking about Asia today. We're going to be talking about this Chinese dragon to rule in the 21st century, that's for sure. But let's get that foreign exchange out of the way. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, that six-currency weighted basket of currencies that we value the dollar or measure the dollar against, dropping in early trading at 34 more basis points. Trading, however, at 76.06, so it's not as perilous as it could be. And make sure that you do a lot of research and a lot of reading, you know, when it comes to the gold. There's a word on the Treasury website, that the U.S. Mint website, that they're not going to be putting out any more gold and silver coin, I think it is, this year. You might want to go up and verify that for yourself. Be careful about selling gold at this time. You may have a great difficulty replacing that storehouse. And then again, don't expect it to stay at the 150 level indefinitely. It always goes up and then it comes down. So just hang in there and watch. But anyway, in the foreign exchange, we see the Canadian dollar moving up 56 basis points in early trading, now trading at 95 cents U.S. as all of these currencies are moving up against the declining U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso moved up 30 basis points, now fully at 8 cents again U.S. The euro up 0.68% at $1.48. In other words, it'll cost you $1.48 to buy a euro. The British pound moves up 0.77% or 77 basis points, trading at $1.61 U.S., and that Swiss franc just keeps moving up and moving up, moving up 70 basis points today, now trading at 98 cents U.S. In the bond market, the 2 years are running at 0.87%. That's a very low interest rate on those bonds. The 10-year yield is 3.17%. The 30, below that magic 4% mark, trading at 3.97. So there's a lot of action happening in the bond market. In the mortgages, we're still seeing this continuing downward slide. The 15-year mortgages are running at 4.63%. Of course, if you were to go out to buy a 15-year mortgage, secure a 15-year mortgage, you'd have points and other fees on top of that. But the 15-year mortgage is at 4.63. So if you've got a remodeling project in your future, that might be a way to go. It's down from 4.68 a month ago. The 30-year mortgages are running at 5.10%, down month-to-month from 5.21%. 30 days prior. So anyhow, with all of that, folks, there's lots in the news today. I'm sure everybody's going to have much to say financially, but we're going to look at it from a little bit more of a global perspective, as we love to do with Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Will, and everybody. I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Well, you are doing just fine now that you've got a Skype connection and we can put this telephone aside. Hopefully everything will work just fine. I can hear you loud and clear this morning. Nice audio for the audience. We've got a lot on the plate. You brought, let me just get the audience in the right place at the right time as well. Vicki's website is www.channelingreality.com, folks. www.channelingreality.com. And she created a link on the homepage. It says Become Vocal Local. You click on that link on her homepage and it'll open up the various articles that we'll be discussing throughout the broadcast. And one of these articles that you brought to our attention is this News Telegraph article out of the UK. This is back in November the 3rd of 2001. But it Beijing produces a video glorifying the terrorist attacks on the arrogant U.S. That's kind of a slap in the face, but of course we had to expect that. Let's talk about that a little bit, Vicki.
Well, and in that article it says they celebrated 9/11, and I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I've done quite a lot of research on various things having to do with China, and in particular, one thing was the event that occurred on April Fool's Day, 2001, because September 11th really wasn't the first what I would call terrorist attack on America. April 1st was, and it was executed by communist China. And so when I read that article, plus the fact that all of the debris from 9/11 was loaded up and shipped off to China, you know, just in the brief weeks following 9/11 without even any investigation.
Well, it really is tampering with a crime scene, and the whole idea of exporting all of the steel out for immediate meltdown and recycling was a real red flag of cover-up and complicity going on. Certainly, those of us that were following that event at the time could see it. But there was, you know, I have radio logs someplace in my boxes and boxes of things from that very day, September the 11th, 2001, of course, where in the evening, it was either the evening, I think it was the evening of September the 11th, on shortwave, I caught a broadcast out of Russia, and the head over there of their intelligence, which one, and I don't remember, one of their heads of their intelligence agencies simply stated that if the United States of America and the CIA do not know exactly who is responsible for this incident, then they should be immediately discharged from their duties. So, you know, you can't get any more direct than that. You know, it's just one of those things. I'd love to find that notepad radio log so that I could give the audience the name of the person that said it on the day that he said it on the station that it was being broadcast over. But it was very telling. Basically, everybody was running after the Muhammad Atta and his flying circus at that time. But to see the Chinese, you know, glorifying the terrorist attacks, we heard about the Israelis jumping up and down and waving flags and all that, making videos. They were already positioned. We've heard stories out of the from the educational wings of things where students were looking out the windows in anticipation. You know, clearly it was an inside job. There's no doubt about it, and I don't see how anybody could doubt it. But where do we go from there? Let's go into these articles that you've got up here, and just kind of set this one aside.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be kind of just bits and pieces of information because I really have to take a relook at all of this and put all of the pieces together that I have because reading that article, you know, that they celebrated 9/11, that to me is a trigger and I have to go back and relook at everything that I have on China, which is quite a bit of information, but it's not pulled together in a cohesive way.
Well, we'll try and weave it all together. We're going to go back to the April Fool's article and begin there when we come back from this break. Stay with us, folks.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And it's always fun to make the United States of America look like a fool, especially to this bunch of pathological technocrats that are ruling the United States of America, the captains of finance and industry and all of their supporting cast of characters, if you will. Vicki, the next article that you have here, this April Fool, it starts out this way, folks: with all the stresses and trauma surrounding September the 11th, 2001, followed by the anthrax attacks, followed by the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, it was easy to forget the first attack on America that occurred during the Bush administration. Now, in the opening segment, you mentioned that the first attack was on April 1st of 2001, April Fool's Day. How did we become a fool on that day, Vicki?
There was a Navy surveillance plane flying over in the China Straits, I can't recall what they call it exactly, but and that airplane, which was flying in international waters, allegedly was clipped on the wing by a Chinese military fighter jet, and it damaged the airplane, and the pilot then was able to land the airplane on the first runway, the closest runway, which happened to be on Hainan Island in China, which is a military base.
Okay. That's in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the whole thing is rather suspicious because that plane was an old, very old airplane, but it was loaded with high-tech electronic surveillance equipment.
Yeah, I remember that experience, that episode going down, and there was quite a lot of discussion about returning this plane, and they weren't going to return it for some time. How long did they hang on to that plane, and did we ever get it back?
We got it back, but it was all stripped. They stripped out all the electronics that were in it. And it took, I can't remember, pretty close to a month or more to get our guys back. I mean, they basically held them hostage.
So what was this, just kind of a birthday gift or a thank you gift from the Bush administration to China to turn over this idea of capacity building, to turn over more of our technology to them?
I wish I knew. Whether it was a gift or whether it was blackmail that they flew it over there, I really don't know. But the whole circumstance surrounding that airplane being in that position on that day is suspect. Because that aircraft was, and the crew that flew it, was actually based out of Seattle, Washington. Well, they were not based in Japan.
Well, that's a beautiful plane, the EP-3E Ares. You've got some photographs here on this on the website that show that. It's just a beautiful four-engine prop-driven aircraft that would be, it'd be wonderful to ride in that one. I would love to. My father used to fly multi-engine prop aircraft when he was in the military and even while he was a Bush pilot in Alaska, but that's the kind of a bird, if you will, that I really just love to fly, and they're so cool. They're slow, but at the same time, with this thing outfitted as it was as a surveillance aircraft, this would be a great gift just to hand an older airplane and all kinds of high-tech gear to the Chinese. Very, very interesting. You see, it is an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. Well, and with the technology transfer, our country, and for the life of me, I don't know why, but in all the agreements, all the international agreements, they basically call for the United States to give up everything. It's as if, you know, somebody said, you know, the United States has to surrender and be the working dog for the entire world. I don't understand why that is, but it seems like with all the trade agreements, with everything that they've agreed to in these international agreements, it's almost like the enemy has been running our country, and they've surrendered us to their brethren, you know.
Well, the brethren are clearly, in my opinion, I'm sure you would agree on this, Vicki, the brethren really are the international bankster gangsters, the captains of finance and industry. And by having done the magic that they did back on in 1913, bringing in this Federal Reserve banking system, and then, of course, just like Lincoln before him, an income tax system, the Social Security, all of that coming into, and we spoke a little bit about that yesterday with our guest, Daryl Eberhardt, going into the First World War, the Worldwide War One, if you will, and then 2.0 to follow. Major transformations are happening. We built up this industrial, the military industrial complex, if you will, and a whole new system emerged at that time. But through the use of this funny money, as we know, we don't own anything in this country anymore. And so if it's to the financial benefit of those that profit off of this foreign exchange and exchange-based commodity system, if it's to the profit of the transnationals to toilet the United States of America, I don't see where they would just, not even hesitate to do it. Certainly in the next article, this idea of being shanghaied by APEC, we've covered this briefly in the past, but it's an excellent article. Let's talk a little bit about this Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, and all of the various ramifications. As I said in the opening, this Chinese dragon apparently has been tapped to rule the 21st century.
Apparently. And APEC is case in point for how we've been sold out, because APEC was formed with the assistance of the first Bush administration. He sent Robert Zoellick over to China to help them set it up. So, and what APEC is, it's a regional organization established to cooperate in terms of trade and cultural exchange and everything else. Essentially, I would say it's probably like the infrastructure for the North American Union. You know, which there is a whole administrative level above our government, you know, that we don't really see, that administers the whole trading scheme.
Well, the idea of this interdependent regionalism, and I've talked about regionalism in the past, you know, when we get involved in this idea of interdependence and Asian-Pacific economies, the idea of having a regional vehicle for promoting open trade and practical economic cooperation, the whole idea of regionalism transcends the sovereignty of nations and the boundaries and the meets and the bounds and the borders and all of that. It also does end runs on national constitutions, state constitutions. It does end runs on systems of government and locates the power in the stakeholders and the shareholders, really, and leaves the people just kind of out there stepping and fetching with their back bent over and their elbows pumping as they hoe a couple miles of beans each day.
Yeah, well, what my observation is, and, you know, if somebody can prove me wrong, do it, you know, because I'm not saying that I'm 100% right, but what it appears to me is that these regional organizations, they are run basically by the State Department, and their purpose is to implement the provisions of the international agreements.
Absolutely, and which the State Department rule over. They govern over all the treaties, folks. And so, yeah, Hillary Clinton, well, maybe she is the president of the United States. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Slot victims for sure.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Got seawater? Clean water is essential, but millions of Americans go without clean water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills.
Are you prepared to produce pure drinking water from poisoned water or seawater?
Do you want to remove toxins like fluoride from your tap water? Do you want to avoid buying bottled water?
Sea Panels are patent-pending solar-powered water distillers. They create clean water from any source, even ocean water or polluted groundwater. Water filters are terrific.
But to remove salt and chemicals, you'll need a desalination system.
Ours is simple and affordable and starts at less than $100. Just place in any sunny location and collect up to 1 gallon a day of delicious water per panel.
Nothing to clog.
No chemicals or filters to replace. And the more heat and sun you have, the more water you get.
Call 205-246-6492 or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Visiting again today with Vicki Davis. The website, folks, if you missed it in the opening segments, is channelingreality.com. And on that webpage, you'll find a Become Vocal Local link. If you click through onto that, you'll start to open up the various documents that we're looking at. But in this idea of regionalism, they have meetings going on all around the world, folks, through the United Nations and all of these various and sundry different working groups. We've heard about the Doha Round and others. And here we are involved in this APEC system. And there was a meeting held by the APEC ministers responsible for trade back on June the 6th and the 7th of 2001 in Shanghai, the People's Republic of China. And there's a link in here that gives us the various points and proceedings, the minutes from that meeting, and just share a little bit of it with you because it'll give us an idea of what happens at these meetings that we haven't been invited to and that you don't read about or hear about in the daily news, the snooze, really have an ability to change the way that our governments work together, and then the position that we have, our relationship with those governments. And so it starts off the introduction from the chairman's statement. It goes, the meeting of the APEC ministers responsible for trade was held on June the 6th and the 7th, 2001 in Shanghai, the Communist People's Republic of China. Ministers from Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, China, Hong Kong, China, Indonesia, Japan, the Republic of Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, the Philippines, oh my, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Singapore, Chinese, Taipei, Thailand, the United States of America, and Vietnam participated in the meeting, and we never heard of it. The APEC Secretariat was presented at the meeting. The Pacific Economic Cooperation Council, the PECC, and the Secretariat of the Association of the Southeast Asian Nations, which is ASEAN or ASEAN, also attended the meeting. The meeting reviewed recent trends of economic development in the Asia-Pacific region in pursuing the APEC goal of free and open trade and investment. The meeting also looked into critical multilateral and regional trade policy issues that member economies are facing. And then the next section is titled, Meeting the New Challenges in the 21st Century. And boy, are we seeing those challenges being met today in our environmental and political and economic structure. But let's cover a little bit of this. Vicki, it was a very interesting meeting.
Well, yeah, I mean, before I started doing this research, I had no idea about these meetings that they have and how these people all get together and agree to, you know, for our country to do things. And, you know, one of the things, of course, is the free trade. First of all, Clinton gave most favored nations trading status with China. And I think they're trying to, if they haven't already, they're about to join the WTO. But, you know, purely from an economic standpoint, that is sheer insanity for the United States. Because there is such an uneven playing field between China and the United States. Yeah, there's a lot of money in this country all tied into the hands of a very few people, but China has 1.5 billion people, you know, that'll work for 50 cents an hour for labor. And so, you know, getting into the trading agreements whereby the foreign corporations can import into this country basically for free, and, you know, import all these cheap products is basically what has gutted our economy.
Well, I think if we go back and start even earlier than that, go back into the 70s and begin with the Superfund cleanup projects that were going on with after the Second World War was over and Korea was over, we looked back and saw all of the environmental degradation that had happened, the pillaging of the natural resources to build all those ships and tanks and airplanes and all of that. Big mess was made. Lots of money was made by Dow and by DuPont and GE and other people. A whole lot of money was made in all of that, but there was a big mess left behind. And a lot of people got on the environmental bandwagon, if you will. And so we started to transform our statutes and our regulations as regard to the relationship between environment and production or development capacity. And so in that process, it became more and more egregious as far as the legislation was concerned, more and more costly and difficult for companies to work inside of this country. And many of them started looking for outs, and the outs that they were looking at was in the Orient, where they could work without having to have this jackboot of regulations on their throats. And so coming just from the environmental side of it, that together with trade law and restriction, tariff barriers getting pulled down, those sorts of things, the idea of moving offshore with the industry just made sense. And you can't really blame a company for following the bottom line. The only thing that a company really is organized to do is to make a profit. And if they can make more profit in China, then so be it. But at the same time, this was, as you mentioned earlier, coming out of the State Department. These were long-held goals of the socialists preceding the formation of the United Nations, back to the League of Nations, all the way back into the coal and steel cooperatives in Europe. This was a long-held goal to, again, use environment, economy, and equity as a way of transforming global governance.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say. I think the true environmentalists were basically taken over by people that had a political agenda that are not environmentalists. They just use the cloak because it's a very attractive cloak. It's easy to sell environmentalism to people because they don't really look at the whole political agenda behind it.
Yeah, as the green movement started to develop and come onto the scene, I remember back in Seattle working in the land development industry, if you will, civil engineering, land surveying, general contracting, and all of that. There was a distinction made between two different camps. One group, the green group, were all about no use. In other words, we're going to save everything for some unspecified future generation. There was another group there that championed wise use, and the wise use people were really the environmentalists, the true environmentalists. They look at land just the same way that a farmer would, and they use their land as to the, you know, making it the best possible uses, even to use the term highest and best use. But wise use is such a vastly different philosophy than no use that it's almost an impasse between them. But this is part of what I see happening at this time, using environmentalism as a club, the environment. It just drove government or companies offshore.
Yeah. Well, in one of my research projects, I found out that there is a partnership between Dow Chemical and Ducks Unlimited. So, I mean, that just shows you that a true environmentalist would never partner up with Dow Chemical, I don't think.
Well, this thing starts out again in the meeting, meeting the new challenges in the 21st century. We can get a flavor of where this meeting went just by looking at these bullet points. The meeting was convened at a time when the economy in the region, again, this is 2001, in the region, this would be Asia, is experiencing a slowdown. Over the past years, APEC members have made a remarkable achievement in overcoming economic difficulties and in restoring economic growth. Some developed countries demonstrated unprecedented economic performances measured by growth rates, inflation, and employment. Many member economies have managed to come out of the financial crisis and we're now back on the growth path. And so we've seen this continuing 8 years of growth path that they're on, up to the point now today where the downside for the United States and other developed nations is that our development, all of most of our manufacturing has gone bye-bye, and we're sitting around here trying to figure out how we're going to eat, trying to tippy-tapping on these computers. You know, Vicki, and it's mind-boggling, but this is an intentional, you know, sacking. We couldn't be any worse if we had the Trojan horse inside the country, and I think that Trojan horse does reside, as you said, in the State Department. There's a lot going on there behind the scenes. Now, we got about just a few seconds before we go into the next break, but I'll have to pick it up there on the other side of the break. It's right on top. We'll be back with our guest, Vicki Davis, and your call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we've returned once again, going through this meeting that was held back in June of 2001, looking a little bit more at some of these bullet points under making contributions to the multilateral trading system. It reads this way: ministers resolved that that APEC should play a leading role in upholding the development of the multilateral trading system demonstrated by a strong political will. Ministers welcomed the presence of the Director General of the WTO, Mr. Michael Moore, in the meeting and his contributions to the discussion. In the previous bullet point, they talk about the ministers reiterating their resolve to bring the benefits of globalization to all our people, to better communicate those benefits to the APEC communities, and to work closely to enhance cooperation in various areas to rise to the challenges. And it says, on point six, firmly underlining APEC's commitment to open regionalism, ministers reaffirmed APEC's strong support for an open, equitable, sound, and rule-based multilateral trading system from which all economies, developed and developing ones alike, stand to benefit. This is stuff right out of the playbook, the big book, the orange book, Agenda 21, folks. This idea of blending or merging both the developed and the developing economies into one multilateral trading system. You know, yeah, you'd think it'd be all right, it could work okay, but the bottom line here is that it's destroying the developed nation's economy, this redistribution of wealth scheme, Vicki.
Well, yeah, and what you just read sounds to me like that they put China in charge. And if you, when you understand the design of the new economy and the way they have mapped out the various systems and planning for our country, it is right out of Communist China's playbook.
Absolutely. And this NAFTA Free Trade Commission, jumping back or going backwards a little bit here, back to this APEC document, where you show here it says at the Shanghai meeting, the leaders also issued the Shanghai Accord, which we need to understand more about, in which they committed themselves. They're committing themselves, but they're committing us, folks. These are these leaders behind the scene, the men behind the curtain. Experts say they committed themselves to broaden APEC's vision for the future by identifying a conceptual and policy framework to guide APEC in the new century. It's the 21st century, the Chinese dragon rising. The accord included clarifying APEC's roadmap for achieving the free trade and investment goals on schedule, with an assessment of overall progress in 2005, promoting the adoption of appropriate trade policies for the new economy, capital N, capital E, following up on the APEC's trade facilitation principles, pursuing greater transparency and economic governance, and strengthening APEC's implementation mechanism to something. Anyway, then it goes on and continues. You've got an inset here. The statement from the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, NAFTA Free Trade Commission, joint statement, a foundation for future growth. So now we're right back into NAFTA, GATT, and all the rest of this stuff.
Well, what they did, and I kind of pieced this together, on September 6, 2001, Vincente Fox came to the United States, and he gave an address to the joint, I think it was the joint House and Senate in Congress. And basically what he was saying is that it's time for you to fulfill your commitment. You know, and specifically what he was talking about is opening the southern border, you know, so for the flow of goods and services. Well, sometime later, that's when I found this other statement by the USTR concerning Chapter 11. Okay, now I've got to get back there.
Isn't that interesting that they use that phrase? You know, it says, we reviewed the operation of Chapter 11 of the NAFTA. Chapter 11 is bankruptcy, isn't it? Chapter 13 is the other one.
Well, Chapter 11 is the bankrupt government. That's what I call it, bankrupt government provision, because it's the provision that allows multinational corporations to sue a government to overturn the laws that are preventing them from doing business and making a profit in your country.
Well, I hate to bring it up, but you know, this admiralty law thing, this international law, the law of the seas, the free, the free seas treaties and all of these various and sundries, you're absolutely right. Under these agreements, if a government will not honor an agreement, let's say, that was made in Hong Kong or some other place in the United States, if we don't honor them, then the corporation can actually, folks, turn right around and sue the government for not only thing they want to accomplish, but then they can also sue for reparations or payments for what they anticipated to have lost by the government not allowing it. So these are strangleholds and chokeholds that we just absolutely can't live under. This idea of meeting down in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, I mean, to tell you a beautiful place that it is, but when these guys get together all around the world and have these meetings, if we don't have somebody at the table, I know Joan Vian used to go to a lot of the meetings, but if we don't have anybody at the table as a watchdog, we don't know what comes out of these things. And here it's been, almost 9 years, 7 years since this meeting happened, and we're just really starting to see the downside of this now.
Yeah, as our economy is sinking into the toilet. I mean, it's taken a long time for people to understand that free trade isn't free trade and sustainable development isn't sustainable development, and you know, to work the way through these agreements and through the treachery of these people that sold out our country. I mean, I know there were some people that have been following this, you know, for decades, but they really didn't have a platform to communicate what they knew about it. So, but anyway, what happened with Mexico, you know, when we signed the agreement with Mexico, and even before that, a lot of American manufacturers moved down to Mexico to produce. You know, they set up maquiladoras, or I think I'm probably saying that wrong.
Close enough. That's the border. We talked about that last week, I think. That's that border corridor, so many kilometers on either side of the border from one side of the, from the Pacific all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, all that, all the way across the country. But, yeah, a lot of them moved into there, and some just went even further south.
Right. Well, the thing is that China can underbid their labor, too. And so they've lost a lot of jobs to China as well. I mean, China is just, you know, like a big job vacuum. They're just sucking up, you know, everything.
It's kind of almost nerve-wracking because, you know, on this broadcast, Become Vocal Local, I try and encourage people to get active locally, right at their local voting precinct level, and then start to embed within this established two-party political system, looking towards the 2010 election as being absolutely critical to improve our position, and the 2012 to be absolutely, as far as I'm concerned, the far distant future. But these folks, and this is back in 2005, they're saying, in looking at the future, we reaffirmed our determination to complete the full implementation of the agreement according to the established schedule and directed officials to review the prospects of additional trilateral work that could stimulate further trade between our three countries. That would be the North American Union or the Security and Prosperity Agreement written about by Pastor. But the realization of the full potential of a more integrated and efficient North American economy, these people are working long term. They're running in the future, whereas unfortunately for us, we're trailing along behind like at a parade picking up the horse poops. You know, with a little bucket and a wagon, we don't have the same vision that they have, and as a result, we're always a dollar a day late and a dollar short.
You're so right on that, and I, in my online interactions, I communicated somewhat with a guy that had moved over here from China, and he said that people in this country don't appreciate intelligence. They don't appreciate people that are truly experts. Instead, what you know, what gets elevated in corporate and political thinking, it's more like a crony system, or people that will just go along with whatever the leaders say, you know.
Hey, let's pick up on the other side of this break, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Thursday, October the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The official webpage of this broadcasting network. Be sure and log on and bookmark that site today if you're not there already. My name is William Roberts, and joined again by Vicki Davis. We do this Tuesday and Thursday thing, and it sure is working out well, at least for me, Vicki. I always enjoy the information that you bring to the table. If you don't know, folks, her website is www.channelingreality.com. www.channelingreality.com. Just spell it out, type it in. And on that homepage that'll open there, you'll see on the left-hand side a Become Vocal Local link. And each day, Vicki is kind enough to post the material that she's brought for discussion right there so that you can click on it and click through it and read it. There's always more than we can cover even in a two-hour broadcast, but it gives you a little bit of homework that you can do for those that are interested in these topics and want to find out more about it. In the first segment, we were going into this idea here, this NAFTA Free Trade Commission, the joint statement that came out of the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Lots of really potent material in there, but I'll just give you a little bit more out of it, and then we'll move on to the next topic. But it says here, these efforts should serve as a model for cooperating amongst ourselves in other regional and global forums, discussions such as the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, and the World Trade Organization, WTO. In APEC, we are cooperating to implement the elements of the 2001 APEC Leaders Declaration. Bet you never read that, folks. In particular, those contained in the Shanghai Accord. So there's a lot more to that. Essentially, what we see with all of this stuff is that the U.S. Trade Representative's office has joined forces against American interests, Vicki writes, by using the threat of NAFTA Chapter 11 to divide and conquer the United States of America, undermining U.S. sovereignty by accommodating a transportation system that serves China's interests and not the U.S. And if you go up and look on this website and click through, there's a very interesting pair of maps that you've shown, but it basically shows a pincher grip from China and all of Southeast Asia, from as far north as the Sakhalin Peninsula, the Amur River Basin, the Jewish Autonomous Oblast, Berobidzhan, all the way down south to Japan, and they're tied into two primary ports in Canada, in British Columbia, which then connects through all the way to the Great Lakes region, and then below that, you've got the NASCO International Mid-Continent Trade and Transportation Corridor, the NASCO Corridor, Secure Multimodal Transportation System, which we've discussed before, but let's give out a little bit more, talk a little bit more about that multimodal transportation system, Vicki.
Right. Yeah, everybody knows about the Trans-Texas Corridor. but the Trans-Texas Corridor was only one piece of it. And actually, the first corridor that was called the NAFTA Superhighway was actually the Canamex. And it was supposed to go through Laredo, I believe, and then come up straight up through the United States and go up into Canada. But on that map that you're looking at that has the trade routes from China into Canada, that's the Asia-Pacific Gateway and Corridor. And they had plans, you know, to ship products from China into Canada, down into the United States.
And I'm glad that they're bypassing Seattle and Portland and that as well, folks. We'll pick it up right there on the side of this break. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, October the 8th, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting again with Vicki Davis. We've got a lot of interesting material on the plate here this morning as we're going into the break. We just started to take a look at the impact of this new idea of having kind of like a pincher reaching over from Asia to British Columbia, B.C., as it connects with the northern portion of what would become the NASCO International Mid-Continent Trade and Transportation Corridor System, or as many people have already heard, the NASCO Corridor, the Super Corridor Coalition, Inc. But in this, we again, as we were going into the break, we mentioned that this plan is bypassing the beautiful port in Puget Sound in Seattle. It also bypasses Portland. It bypasses all the ports in California. And then on the East Coast, the same scenario is happening. Of course, the East Coast would be connected out of the Gulf of Mexico to Europe. But this will drastically diminish, if this is allowed to come into place, drastically diminish the financial fund generation for all of the West Coast port cities, and it drives it all down through the center of America, which really, other than just highways, you know, I mean, I love Kansas City, but other than just highways, it's not set up for this kind of a system. This is a whole new process going on here.
Right. Well, when I look at it, when I look at the Canada link and the Mexico link, I see a military strategic plan, and I always have. You know, with the design, the way that they had the highway designed, it would have divided our country in such a way, and it would kill our coastal economies, which, you know, most of the economy occurs on the coasts. That's just the way it is. And so what I see is a military strategic plan here.
This is very much a continuation of the idea that was started back at the time of the War of Northern Aggression, separating or splitting the colonies, splitting the states by north and south, and pitting the industrial north with twice the population against the agrarian south. We can see that, remember from our research and our broadcast with Daryl Everhart, that we were getting support for the South coming from France and England at the same time, just to foment it. But what I see in this, Vicki, is we talked about a little bit of admiralty law. What I see in this is the Louisiana Purchase as being the primary area of where this corridor would lie, completely changing, if you will, or alienating both the westward expansion and the 13 colonies or the 13 original states. This Louisiana Purchase runs right straight up it, and of course that would bring in Roman law as well, and admiralty law.
Oh, well, you're out of my area now. I don't know. But what I do know is that this corridor plan that they have in here, notice that they have inland ports. And last week we were talking about Hardin, Montana, and how they'd set up the Two Rivers Port Authority. Well, they had in mind for Hardin, Montana to be an inland port. And you see, Billings, Montana is one of the east-west routes.
Exactly. Billings, Butte, Fargo, up to Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Right. And something that's interesting about the Kansas City Smart Port, which is also an inland port, there are foreign trade zones, which are basically foreign soil.
Exactly.
Around surrounding Kansas City. And it may be that the people in Hardin were thinking that they would set up a foreign trade zone, which means that they could have a foreign military on our soil, because it would be a foreign territory. I mean, you know, it gets so crazy, you can't even, in your wildest dreams, you just can't even imagine how crazy all this stuff is.
Well, if you look at it, the next of the maps, again, folks, if you go to channelingreality.com, click on that link, you can start opening up some of these documents. Right now we're in the Shanghai transit. But if you go down to the next map that you show here, from a latitude standpoint, and I'd have to verify this in my atlases to make sure that it's just not an artistic rendering, but from a latitude standpoint, coming out of Mexico into China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Shanghai, that kind of thing, it's a shorter route, so they would be able to save something in their portage cost to do that into the Malaysia base. And again, I'd have to verify that either on a globe or in the atlases just to get the latitude right. But you continue here under this, talking about some of the various and sundry legislation that runs with this, HDR 2001, the NAFTA data link system, the goes down more, HB 2517. There's several others that you've listed. And you say then that whereas the passage of the Federal North American Free Trade Agreement in 1993, NAFTA, created a free trade corridor connecting the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and whereas the reduction and the elimination of trade barriers has led to increased opportunities for businesses that are based in this state to have access to Canadian and Mexican markets for investments, so on and so forth, whereas these businesses must have timely access to investment and trade-related information, blah, 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 whereas the NAFTA Data Link Study Committee has awarded a contract for consulting services to analyze the viability and design of a prototype of the NAFTA Data Link System. All of this stuff works together, but none of it works under a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Again, who's running the show? I think you're right when we look at the State Department. I think you're right when we look at the Uniform Commercial Code, interstate commerce, international law. All of this stuff just tells us that where we're going here is not just this new global order and a new economic order, but it's just simply a one-world system of government, and it's being driven by the captains of finance and industry.
Yeah, and recently I found out about a group called the Group of 30, and they are bankers from or people in the financial industry, and they are apparently the quote working group that is the key group in terms of internationalizing the financial systems of all the countries. And so that is a group that I really have to look into more. But
maybe we can focus on that on another broadcast, folks. We're right up against the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our guest, Vicki Davis. Your calls are welcome.
Got seawater? Clean water is essential, but millions of Americans go without clean water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills.
Are you prepared to produce pure drinking water from poisoned water or seawater?
Do you want to remove toxins like fluoride from your tap water? Do you want to avoid buying bottled water?
Sea Panels are patent-pending solar-powered water distillers. They create clean water from any source, even ocean water or polluted groundwater. Water filters are terrific,
but to remove salt and chemicals, you'll need a desalination system.
Ours is simple and affordable and starts at less than $100. Just place in any sunny location and collect up to a gallon a day of delicious water per panel.
Nothing to clog.
No chemicals or filters to replace. And the more heat and sun you have, the more water you get.
Call 205-246-6492 or visit cpanel.com. Spelled S-E-A panel.com. cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politics,
politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we've returned once again, and as we're going into the break, and we got to love the breaks. If we didn't have the sponsors, Vicki, we wouldn't be able to stay on air, but from time to time it does catch us mid-sentence. You had a thought that you were trying to get to, and the break cut us off. Why don't you just go ahead and pick it up where you left off?
I'd love to if I could, but I can't. So what I'll do instead.
You too, huh?
I was just sitting here in the break staring at the screen, so I don't know where I was. But... anyway, on that page on Shanghai, I included information about a special network called the Data Link. And one thing about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the high-priority corridors that was never really talked about that much was that it not only included the highway, but it included fiber optic cables, utilities, railroads. I mean, you know, it's a very simplistic way of designing anything that runs in a line, you know, a pipeline, a communications line, you know, would go along the corridor, you know, all the way from the southern points in Mexico, clear up to Canada, to wherever it was, and then spreading out to the United States. But this data link is basically was for the purpose of the surveillance equipment that is being included on the highway, which is a full-blown smart transportation system.
Exactly.
And let's see, down, if you scroll down, you'll see where I have Canada's ITS network. Now, ITS stands for Intelligent Transportation System Network. And there is a Canadian component. There is a component, the corresponding American component, and probably Mexican, I'm not sure. But basically, these people are the committee that are designing this whole communications system for the smart highway. And the group includes APEC, of course.
And NAFTA, and the ITU, and the ISO, and other SDOs. I mean, this alphabet soup of agencies and groups and working groups, it's enough to make us pull our hair out. But if we can understand that everything, you know, is being set up along this line of this real heavy IT foundation, everything is going internet, everything is going electronic, the idea of being able to ship things from China to the United States and have it wind up someplace perhaps in Mexico or have it wind up someplace in Missouri, for instance, in a container, cargo container, dropped off near the Walmart store where everything that's inside of that container is known, and then it's known by its identifiers. When it's opened up, at that point, it has actually come to land. And so this is where we get the laws of the sea, admiralty law, until such time as it's actually berthed. And when the container is opened, only then does it actually, is it created, if you will, in law. And then when the things are brought out of it, they then go through various processes as they get stored on shelves. It's an instantaneous restocking process. It's a way of checking who's buying what. It's an instant market report, update, and so on and so forth. And for all of the vehicles, and we've touched on this briefly in the past, Vicki, it's a way to tax us for every mile that we drive, as opposed to gasoline tax at the gas pump. I don't know whether they would send us out a check or whether it would be some kind of a new IT gas pump that would do this. I have no idea. But that we're moving into this time period where all of these labor-saving devices are going to really be the chains that are going to bind us down under this new system.
Right. And that's why I always saw it as a military plan. First of all, because I saw the conceptual draft first on a website of an organization called the North American International Trade Corridor Partnership. And it was
let's break in right there, Vicki. We've got a call. I hate to have them hold on. Caller, 619 area code, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I've been listening to Oracle for a couple months now, but I was just listening to your show. I was sitting eating breakfast, and I kind of, that thing popped in my head. You were talking about the NAFTA superhighway and all this other stuff. And I've been following that since college, and I was just wondering if what Obama is calling his stimulus plan to build roads and infrastructures, is this thing kind of disguised as that, where he's going to build parts of this and not say really what it's for and all that?
Yes.
Vicki, you want to take that?
Yes, it is. And Idaho got a lot of that stimulus money, and they're using it to build roads. And so that's why I think that why they need to have toll roads, because they're making them smart highways, and it's not just the installation cost of the technology, it's the long-term maintenance of the data centers that they have to pay for. So you know, when you look at it cost benefit, what's the cost of this versus the benefit to the American people? There is none, and in fact, it's a net negative because it's a de facto police state. So
basically being asked to finance through debt monies the chains, again, that are going to bind us down in this new coming tyranny. Now, here in Southwest Missouri, caller, this last week in our local newspaper, the county commission has been given a grant of this TALP money, again, right out of the Obama administration, and it was supposed to be going to highway infrastructure development. And in the article, the commissioners just kind of got this gift out of the blue. They have no idea where they're going to use it or how they're going to use it. They said, "We'll take it, and we'll use it." But again, you know, how does this benefit any of us? It's just money being thrown into, loaned into existence and thrown out there to basically underwrite this this huge IT technocratic state that we're coming into. But does that come close to what your perception was, caller?
Well, you know, now that you mention it, it's what I started to visualize. It's like having a tentacle around your neck choking you, and you're looking in the mirror, and it's being built sucker by sucker, piece by piece, and you don't recognize what it is until it starts to really clamp down on you. That's what I mean. This stimulus money for roads and infrastructures is simply something that's cloaked as a bigger part of the NAFTA infrastructure and all this other global thing.
Yeah, V.I. Lenin said that basically they would sell us the rope that we would use to hang ourselves with.
And that's exactly right. That's
that's
described it.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, okay, that's the point I wanted to make, but while I was sitting eating breakfast and I heard you talking about it, I was thinking about, anybody that's ever followed it has probably forgotten about it by now, so now Obama is putting it in place to be saying, oh, it's to build up the economy and create jobs, when it's actually, it's like a chameleon, it's camouflaged as a job stimulus thing, but it's actually the bits and pieces of this NAFTA superhighway, these knocking down the trade barriers.
Exactly. Well, I thank you for your call.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to make a point out. Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Yeah. Good point. And continue listening. I hope you'll call back in again sometime. And the caller is absolutely right. We're basically just buying the rope, folks, to hang ourselves with. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Any of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and our caller was so right when you think about this as basically being an octopus. You know, when we look at the structure of the United Nations beast system with all of its various organs and bodies and the tentacles that reach out all across this Nazca corridor set up along the same line, and the idea of having a tentacle forming one suction cup at a time around your neck is such a great analogy, good point from a caller. We always appreciate getting your calls. But as we have to understand also that our entire educational and entertainment system is set up and operated in such a fashion to almost guarantee an exceedingly short-term memory among the people. And so, as the caller also pointed out, from one administration to the next, you know, what we really need to be doing is looking at the grandfather here. We need to be looking at Clinton during the Obama administration, Barry the Usurper's administration, and then when you look at the Bush administration, the Shrub, GW, got to go back and look at his pappy's administration, the grandfather again, skip the one in between. I think that's the best way to look at it. But as we were going in, Vicki, you mentioned that this is a military operation. It has all of the earmarks, the intent. It's a crime scene, but it's certainly a military operation. Why don't we pick it up there?
Well, that's the way I see it. I mean, I was researching NASCO, and I found an organization called the North American International Trade Corridor Partnership. And what that was, it was an organization that was founded by a guy named George D. Blackwood of Kansas City, Missouri. And it was a partnership, quote-unquote, of cities in Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And what this guy Blackwood did is pull together all of these mayors and promoted the idea of the Kansas City Smart Port as being a Mexican customs facility, a project that was being championed by a guy named David Eaton, president of the Monterrey Business Consultants in Monterrey, Mexico. And on their website, I found the design for the computer system that corresponded to the design of the transportation system. And it was called the concept draft of the Trans-Pacific Multimodal Security System. And of course, you know, whenever I see anything that has to do with computer systems, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'm reading through here, and it says the TPMS, which is the Trans-Pacific Multimodal Security System, constitutes an innovative public-private partnership that can be readily duplicated throughout the APEC region.
Oh, my.
Okay, so this was designed for communist China, the whole design of it. Okay, so, and then that leads us right into the next link that I have on that we're going to talk about today, and that is Savvy Network Technology. And Savvy Networks is... it's actually a subsidiary of Lockheed Martin, but they are in partnership with, guess who, Hutchison Port Holdings. And Hutchison Port Holdings is affiliated with the Communist Chinese military.
Exactly. Hutchison Whampoa.
Hutchison Whampoa. That's exactly right. And so the technology that they planned on installing in the United States is in partnership with the Communist Chinese.
Well, if we can understand and remember from history, folks, when the interstate highway system was built after World War II, Worldwide War II, it was started a little earlier than that, but certainly during the time of Eisenhower, a good old Ike, you know. I like Ike, the button that you'd wear for the campaign. This whole thing is a military project, all of our interstate highway systems. And now we've got this new highway system in mind. They haven't had a lot of success getting it through Texas, thanks to OK Safe, Amanda Teagarden, and the Terry, Terry, come on, Terry's last name. I don't have it right off the top of my tongue. But the work that they've been doing down there on Texas turf, you know, this is kind of putting a monkey wrench in it. They figured out about coordination, how they could get a line of counties to come together and block the various corridors. But nevertheless, we're looking at something that is similar to the development of the deployment of the interstate highway system as another military corridor in the country. And at the same time, going back and hearkening to the caller, his comment, is this going to actually produce anything? Well, once it's built, it's all over. We're not really building anything. All we're doing is it's make work. But at the end of the day, when you built all of the interstate highways and when we build this NASCO corridor out, at the end of the day, those jobs end when those roads are done. When you pull, you know, you sweep everything away and you put up the road signs and the cars are turned out onto it and the trucks and everything else, that job is done. You still don't have any manufacturing in this country to support it. So economic recovery without manufacturing is a pipe dream. Yeah, you can have all these little stop gaps. You can come in with bricks and you can brick all the older gravel roads. But at the end of the day, you're still going to need to have some industry build up here in this country and provide meaningful employment, or there will be no economic recovery. Vicki?
Well, that's the design of our economy, is that theoretically we're all supposed to be involved in green jobs. Well, what's a green job? You know, they have in mind to transform Detroit into pumping out wind turbines, you know, at the same rate that they pump out automobiles. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I just simply can't see, millions of windmills all over our country. I mean, that's not going to happen. I mean,
it's not going to happen. We've got a model site here in Southwest Missouri built up at the Crowder College, a community college. They brought in a wind generator, a big wind turbine, and set it up there near the college. And as I've mentioned on the broadcast before, every time I go up to Neosho, I drive right by the thing, and only once or twice since it was erected, and it took a long time for them to get it up, but only once or twice have the blades even been turning. So, you know, wind is one of those things that it's geographic. You have to have the right location. But there's no way that you're going to replace the electrical generation capacity that's required in the United States of America with wind. It's not going to happen. We need to look at things like nuclear power, certainly that. But at the same time, we have vast reserves of coal. And so finding ways to burn our coal and generate electricity that way is a better, in my opinion, a better way to go. We've got incredible quantities of natural gas in Alaska and around the United States. We could be using that for the generation of electricity. But wind and tidal things, hey, folks, if they worked, we would have them all over the place. But they don't. And they're just model sites. They're like, you know, best practices. They don't produce enough to really pay themselves off. But it does keep people distracted.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things that sounds good in theory. And if you have people that are systems analysts designing your economy, your transportation system, your education system, you know, all of this, with everything linked to the internet and the market-based economy, it all sounds good in theory. But, you know, these are people who have never been out, gotten their hands dirty working in a field. They're not people who do things. They're people who think things.
Yeah, there's three basic kinds of people, I like to say. And there are thinkers, there are loafers, and there are doers. And there are those in this world that think and think and think and think. And all they really do is think. And they just consume themselves with thinking. And oftentimes they stay up quite late at night. Sometimes they'll think all night long. Another kind of people are the doers. They're the guys that get up at the first light in the morning. They're out and they're about and they're working in their blacksmith shops and they're carpenters and they're building houses and roads and doing all kinds of things. But they just do and do and do and do. And a real good doer would maybe, if he was bored and had nothing else to do, he'd take a perfectly operative carburetor off of his car, take it into the shop and rebuild it. But there's a third kind of a person out there in the world, folks, and they're the loafers. They're the ones that don't really ever produce anything, but because they have nothing but time on their hands, they get to know who the thinkers are, and they get to know who the doers are, and then they come and they bring the ideas of the thinkers to the doers, and they merge them together. And so what happens in this world is...
Wait, you just described me.
What happens is...
I've been all three. I was a doer when I first started out. I became a thinker. Now I'm a loafer.
Okay. Well, the loafers bring these ideas together, folks. They're the ones that rush down to the patent office, and they take out the first patent on it, and then they become the masters of finance and industry. speaks. They rise up on the back of the thinkers and the doers, and these people are parasites, and we need to change the system.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance or your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we have returned for our final segment of today's 2-hour broadcast. And as I must do at this time, I have to thank Vicki Davis for getting up early in the morning and putting all this information together and getting it off to us and coming and joining us live on air here on Become Vocal Local. And congratulations for jumping up onto Skype, Vicki. We've had a little better sound quality all day, and I really appreciate you taking that effort as well. But as we were going into this break, a little hilarity on the side. You know, there is this the thinkers, the loafers, and the doers, but unfortunately these utopian super social scientists do tend to be the loafers, and they, as you mentioned, you know, they just don't have the practical skills to be able to distinguish between what looks good on the computer screen or what might look good on paper and actually make that translation to life. And unfortunately, in their opinion, there's just too dang many of us anyway, and we need to get rid of some of these useless eaters. And if you go back, folks, and look at that Zeitgeist series of DVDs that was put out and circulated on YouTube and other places, you look in these utopian villages, and you'll notice that there are very, very few people. Not because the artist doesn't know how to draw people, but because they really only work with a very small number of people that are living off the back of others. But let's go back to our article, How Savvy is NAFCO? Vicki?
In this webpage I have another excerpt from the conceptual design for the multimodal security system. It says, quote, an important step towards the further integration of Mexico with its APEC trading partners is the development of a modern multimodal security system between North America and Asia. The backbone of this new system will be the frequent maritime routes between selected Asian ports and the Mexican ports of Manzillo and Lazaro Cardenas. And then going down a little bit farther, it says, also, in order to allow customs authorities to better enforce laws while simultaneously minimizing the negative impact of new security programs on the flow of goods, the APEC leaders have called for the implementation of an enhanced customs communications network and the development of a global integrated electronic customs network. Okay, so what they had in mind is for the shipping containers and the customs and all of that to be electronic, just coming in databases, and the actual physical cargo would just come shooting right on through up from the Mexican ports right on into the Kansas City Smart Port and then distributed out to wherever it has to go throughout our country.
So basically,
what I could see happening is that the communist Chinese military packs themselves in freight containers. They arrive in Mexico. They get just shipped right on up into the United States. They get distributed into warehouses throughout the United States, and pretty soon there you've got a whole foreign military in your country by stealth, and you didn't even know a darn thing was going on.
So if you're walking by one of these semis that has a this mini land bridge trailer on it, it's got a cargo container on the back of it, an OOCL or one of the other ones, and you smell dirty socks and cigarettes burning, well, it could be filled with military.
You laugh, but you know what? I was listening to a hearing, I forget what the woman's name is, but she's the representative for the Port of Los Angeles. She mentioned in one of the hearings that some of the containers have breathing holes put in them.
Oh my God.
But they don't, you know, they can't, the inspectors don't have the power to shut down the production of these containers coming into the United States. It's, you know, they've got everything moving so fast, like a machine, that they can't stop them, and they know that people are being smuggled in through those containers.
Well, we've got so many of them standing offshore nowadays on cargo vessels. They have got empties that just stack to the sky in many places. As the American financial basket, as we the consumers, and I may even teach on this a little bit tomorrow, go into consumerism and public finance perhaps, but on this idea, if we can understand that we don't have the money when we're broke to buy all of this stuff, and so these containers, this endless sea of containers coming to America is stopping or slowing down dramatically. We're hearing about China internalizing its economy, looking inward. That will be a real difficult chore because, you know, when you make $1.50 a day or less, it's hard for you to be that new consumer. So all of these are working against the globalist, and I think that if there's any good news today, it's that because of the nature, the specious nature of these designs, they might work against the global initiative, globalization, in our favor. But again, it's going to be up to us, folks. There's another group out there, Vicki. They have every the 15th of every month. It's the idea is you don't buy, you don't comply. And you ask why. You don't buy all this cheap Chinese plastic crap that's being thrown at us left and right. Always try and seek quality rather than quantity. But you don't buy, if you started just one day a month. You don't comply. You don't comply with all of this nonsense. You know, just stay home from your job if you want to, if you can. And then ask why. Take that time once a month on the 15th or any other day of the month that's convenient for you. but take a day each month to ask why. Get on the internet, send questions to people, question the people in your county commission, at your school board, your health department. The three real simple steps, it's a beginning step, it's an action step to go from lethargy and your apathy to actually doing something, because all of this information that we bring to the airwaves every day, folks, knowledge is power, as I've said time and time again, but it's only powerful when we combine it with action. We actually have to transform all of this knowledge into action steps which we implement locally. And certainly, you've got to know that we're under a military assault here to destroy this economy from within. We have enemies in the gates in the District of Criminals, well, Washington, D.C. The State Department is far more powerful than you would ever think. We're definitely operating under international law. We get absolutely no assistance and nothing but antagonism from the Federal Reserve banking system. That's got to go away. We've got a lot of work to do, Vicki. Lots of work.
Absolutely, because these public-private partnership structures were designed to buy off your local officials. And I don't care what marketing package they wrap around it, how, you know, private money mixed with public money. All of it is baloney. It is a way to buy off the public officials.
It's done through this idea of the change agents. You know, you've got people that are coming in, and really, folks, I mean, on the local level, you can be so successful because the folks that are in local government, for the most part, and I'm talking about small-town America, there are 3,066 counties out across America, and there, in many of those counties, there's county commissioners, and those three or four people sit there, and they act as little g gods for your county, and they're preyed upon by all of these change agents that come in from the university extension councils and from the chambers of commerce, the association of governors, and all the meetings that they have. They're played upon constantly by these change agents who are selling them on all these bill of goods, these smoke screens, the smoke and mirrors programs, and it sounds wonderful.
They pump them up and make them feel like they're big shots in a global world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someday I'll tell you the story about what went on in Boise with our podunk mayor, you know, in the 1990s. But that's what they do, you know. They bring in, and that's what they did in Hardin, too, by the way. They, you know, people arrive with lots of money, and they bring big dreams. It's almost like the Music Man. Do you remember the Music Man, that play?
Oh, no.
Oh, well. A con man basically comes to town, and he's got big eyes, big ideas, and big dreams, and basically he's just there to take him for a ride. But all of the locals fall for it, you know, because nobody has ever given him any attention before. And so that's kind of what's happening in our, especially our rural areas.
Yes, they're under attack on this new concept that came out of the Tavistock Institution. It's called localism, folks, and localism has been with us for a long time. But when it came out of Tavistock and the Smith Institute, they published a book on it, got it, read it, understand that localism is where the action is. They're taking the power to the edge. They know that they're not going to be able to succeed in a global government unless they can go down into all of these 3,066 counties, all throughout all of the 177,000 plus voting districts. They know that they have to get in and work at that level, because otherwise they cannot affect public buy-in. And public buy-in is what it's all about. Thanks again, Vicki. Folks, we're all out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow for another episode. Until then, have a great day and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Got seawater? Clean water is essential, but millions of Americans go without clean water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills.
Are you prepared to produce pure drinking water from poisoned water or seawater?
Do you want to remove toxins like fluoride from your tap water? Do you want to avoid buying bottled water?
Sea Panels are patent-pending solar-powered water distillers. They create clean water from any source, even ocean water or polluted groundwater. Water filters are terrific,
but to remove salt and chemicals, you'll need a desalination system.
Ours is simple and affordable and starts at less than $100. Just place in any sunny location and collect up to a gallon a day of delicious water per panel.
Nothing to clog.
No chemicals or filters to replace. And the more heat and sun you have, the more water you get.
Call 205-246-6492 or visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, cpanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.